to because of my diabetes. Hello.
Did it start?
Yeah, it's begun.
It has begun.
Welcome to our first podcast ever.
La 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 la.
Samira, I'm wearing red.
What's red, Samira?
I'm wearing a red sweater.
Nice.
With blue jeans.
Yes. My name is Nishin. I am wearing a beige knitted sweater with blue jeans.
I'm Nathan. Not on. I'm wearing a piano too.
Not on.
And black everything else.
Is it black jeans as well?
Black jeans.
There you go.
My socks have animals on them.
That's great.
These cookies look really good.
Welcome to our show.
We don't know what to talk about. This is the first podcast. We're going to figure out the name of the podcast, I think.
During this hour-long session.
1 hour? 1 hour of us
too. Yeah,
half an hour.
It's basically,
it's gonna be like 2 minutes.
It's basically a podcast where we just talk to each other the way we do normally.
Yeah, you know, once we get over the
really awkward
part where we're talking to
microphone. We're situated in a very nice place though.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful view of the outdoors. We've got fresh nunberenji, which is a Persian delicacy.
We are all Persians. But born in Canada, so we don't really know who we are or where we belong.
That's right.
But
I mean,
we're here.
Yeah.
We're existing.
Existence.
Why don't we start by talking about these cookies?
That's a good idea. Actually.
Tell the story.
These are...
So tell them that you... So, Nathan spent all yesterday...
Yeah, do you guys... I mean, do you like that I did that? Like, what do you... Like, what were you guys thinking when I was, like, making these cookies? Because, like, I mean, I don't know who's even listening, but do you guys care about these cookies?
Yeah, I really like those cookies. I mean, I like the fact that they remind me of my childhood. Because I never, I mean, Persian sweets aren't my favorite, but they definitely have that nostalgia.
Mm, yeah, you're
so,
saying
that. Yeah, we've already had this conversation.
No, but, like, was it, I mean, because I brought these cookies to, like, a gathering yesterday, and people
for
were asking.
A Yamaha.
So we're Baha'is. The Baha'i faiths are in 1844.
We're celebrating a Yamaha right now.
For the next 4 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baha'i.org.
Shameless plug. And people were asking, apparently, about them. So I was thinking earlier today, I was like, because... You know, some people knew that I made them, so when it was asked around, they'd be like, oh, he made them? And I wonder how that, like, was perceived by the older Persian community.
Oh, like a younger...
Younger male.
Hmm.
Like, usually it's like, you know, it was like the older Persian women
yeah,
that would make
yeah.
it. It was interesting.
And a younger male who's, like, Canadian.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like, I mean, I, you know, I speak Persian.
I again, we're confused about our identity.
Are we Canadian? Like,
I was raised in Canada. I was born in South America, actually.
Oh, yeah,
tell
that's
your,
true.
Tell us your life
let's
story.
Let's just go around the circle or the triangle.
Triangle with the cookies.
Tell us. So where were you born?
I was born in French Guiana because my parents traveled the world. They were born in Iran. So I'll start with my parents. They were born in Iran. They got married and they... traveled the world before the revolution happened. So they always have all these great stories about how wonderful Iran was until,
the
you
revolution.
Know. Yeah, the
but
revolution.
The truth is that it wasn't even that, like, politically speaking, it was quite a mess back then.
Was
well.
I have no idea, but
yeah.
I mean, I just know that they were, like, advanced in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Women's rights was actually, like...
Amidst the other countries in the Middle East.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even North America, like those women that were in positions of power when they didn't even have the right to vote
yeah.
in North America.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But anyway, so it's like, you know, parents always talk about how it was before, and you don't even know.
Yeah.
Maybe do
need like,
okay, to
rude.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they moved, they traveled the world and dropped babies wherever they went. So that was...
dropping babies.
My brother was in Saudi, my sister was in Jordan, and I was in French Guiana. Is in South America. But we moved when I was one, and they moved to Canada, and then, and I grew up in Canada. That's my story. And I've never been to French Guiana since, so it'd be fun to go visit.
Oh, wow, you should
yeah.
totally go.
It was, what was really surreal is with Google Maps. So when...
what about it?
Like,
Google Maps.
When Google World...
Google Earth.
Google Earth, sorry.
Did you really forget that?
Yeah, no, I did. Like, make a
He's
joke about
Google.
Trying
to be cool.
That's so bad.
So this is,
you're doing great.
This is Nushin talking over there.
Over there?
So, but you
over
went
there.
On Google Earth.
And then what happened? Did you look around French Guiana neighborhoods?
Yeah, so my brother and sister would always tell me stories about, because they grew up in French Guiana for like 5 or 6 years. Because they're much older than me. And then they finally got to, they were like, yeah, this is the road we used to go to. And then they were like taking me, they took me to the house, like where the house was. Like
yeah.
we actually found where they used to live. And they were like, I think we used to take this path. And like by memory, like it was surreal for them too, because they were like taking me through it. And they're also going through it for the first
cool.
time. Yeah, and then they were like, I think we used to turn here and it would lead to the water, and then it did, and they were like, oh my god.
Wow,
and it was like,
that's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
It's
so like, guys, sounded so scripted. yeah.
Sometimes you'll notice that we say the same things at the same time.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
every day.
Yeah. Because we have cue cards that we hold up.
yeah. There's actually a man standing across from us holding
yeah.
all the cards.
His name is Hossein Ali.
Of course.
Is Ali Hussein's actual middle name?
No, he has no
middle
name.
We
yeah.
don't have middle
Which
names.
Is, yeah, the other thing. How come we have no middle names?
Because that's like, I feel like
that's
a Christian
North American
thing.
thing.
well, we clearly don't actually know what that is.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Middle name.
Maybe we shouldn't guess. have off the top of our heads.
Comment below.
Comment below where middle names originated. Why?
Below
How?
Where. This is
it
like,
can't just be a Christian thing. Because there's lots of, like, Muslim people that have middle names.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Hmm.
I don't know. And, like, Spanish people.
I'm gonna
or, like, just different, like, Latin cultures. Like, Hispanic cultures.
Yeah, but that's heavily influenced by, like, Catholicism and...
If you can't hear, Samira said that that's heavily influenced by Catholicism.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's like a
yes.
big majority. But I don't know still if that's where it comes from. But they keep like many names. There's not just like a middle name. There's like 20 names. Or no, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
when you think about names, like people didn't have the kind of last names that we have now for like the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Iran, they didn't start recording surnames until like early 1900s. Back in the day of the early days of the Baha'i faith.
Yeah, because
yeah, Baha'i.org. is that actually the website?
It is Baha'i.org,
okay.
yeah.
Anyway, you just don't want to say anything random. back then it was like, you know, Hossein Ali of this town,
yeah.
Of this career, of this,
yeah.
you know, so like, then that's how you would track where a person comes from.
Yeah.
There was never like Natan Nabizadeh, Nushin Sopani, Samir Abdulazi, you know. Now you know our full names. Please
yeah.
do not look us up on any social media. We
no,
don't
please
want.
Look me up.
Oh,
well,
don't
yeah.
look me up.
don't look me up. Samira wants you to look her up.
Samira wants you to leave her alone.
Yeah. Before you even know her, leave her alone. These are the mottos we live by.
Don't know me.
And for context, Hossein is.
Yeah, but not Hossein.
Not Hossein Ali.
Not Hossein Ali.
The reason
there's no Ali
yeah,
here.
The name Hossein came up.
Yeah, it's my brother.
Who, I guess we could mention this.
Sure.
We're cousins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Natan and I are cousins.
Yeah.
And
notice she called me Natan, not Nathan.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we're cousins.
Because they're cousins.
Yeah.
Samir and I are friends.
Our best friends.
Best friends.
We're like sisters, practically.
Soul sisters.
Soul sisters.
Yeah.
Like, we have one soul, actually.
And it's
yeah.
split by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we go out somewhere, and if it's the three of us, people often ask, oh, are you two sisters?
And we say yes.
No, there's that awkward pause. Because, like, we want to say yes, but we know we're not actually. So then we're like, well...
It depends how much you want to confuse them.
And then they get really confused.
Oh, let's not forget the other bond here.
Oh, yeah.
The other... Yes. Nushin and Natan are in a very committed relationship.
In a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a nice triangle.
Yeah. But then also, my like, great-great-grandparents... And Nushin's great-great relatives.
Yes. Are somehow...
Are related. Because we come from the same village in Iran.
No, where like real.
Oh, the Sangisari
connection. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. We actually have family connections. Hello? So my mother, who is Nathan's aunt, and Nushin's informal aunt...
Informal.
Has arrived.
Are you talking to me?
No, yes. So, yeah, and also Nathan's brother, Natan's brother, see, I don't know who, how to
because you're speaking English.
I know.
Yeah.
Better than Natan. Natan's brother is married to Nushin's aunt. So yeah. we're just having a party in the family.
Like,
so
identity just, makes, no, it's like, we're a, it's a spectrum.
It's a hodgepodge, as mother says.
She knows, she's right on the ball, she knows what we're talking about.
Mom, do you want some nunbeanji?
It's ready.
Oh, really?
Do you want to be our special guest?
Oh, my God.
On our first podcast?
Really?
Yeah.
We still don't know what it's called.
I don't know what to say.
Come here, though, because they can't hear you from so far away.
Maybe they can. Does
maybe
the
they
can.
Is it really
up? Well, we'll find
strong?
Out. I don't know. Hello, hello. It's good.
Is it live?
Yeah.
No, it's not live. It's
no,
not live.
No,
oh, live would be cool. Let's do that next time.
200 people listening right now.
Oh.
That could be nice.
That's like a good number, like 200 people 200. Listening.
It's like comfortable, you don't feel too intimidated.
Okay, everyone, let's try to reach 200 with this podcast.
200 what?
Views.
200 live views on this recorded podcast.
200, just count to 200.
Everybody, actually, have you seen that on Instagram? Where people are
comment?
Like, yeah, comment, let's try to make 1 to 200 happen uninterrupted, and then people are just like, 1, 2,
oh, really?
That's so ridiculous.
That's really
that's
funny.
Super lame. But okay. I have seen, like,
I've seen 1 to 1,000 even.
I've seen, like, I've seen, like, comment, like, a certain word, like, comment cookies, letter by letter. But you have
like
to do
C-O-O?
It.
Like,
C-O-O? Yeah, and you have to do
I-V-S?
It personally. And to before somebody else starts to do
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen with words, too, yeah. I haven't seen cookies.
But not, like, I'm not talking about, like, a collective, like all
of oh, like, you have to do each letter individually before somebody else interrupts your
yes.
sequence of letters.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How interesting.
I've never tried it.
Is it, though?
Nope.
No, it's actually
that's
not.
That's so boring.
Yeah.
Everything about these trends just makes me want to
it's just
run away from those trends.
Yeah, it's just to get more comments, probably, because then that bumps
their...
Because
then your post goes higher.
Yeah. I feel like also, side note, but related, when people say that's so interesting in a conversation...
They don't actually think it's interesting.
It's like
means
when
it's
people...
Not
yeah.
That's
cool.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not laughing.
You always do that.
I don't say that.
You always say that. You're like, that's so funny. You're like, so funny. That's so funny.
Oh,
did
no.
she say that to you?
But she goes like, I want to do wait. She goes like, that's so funny.
No.
No.
No, you don't do it like that. I can't do it the way you do it.
I don't ever say that's so funny.
You totally say all the time.
I
come
hate
on,
when
she
people say
that's
so funny.
No, she actually laughs at things.
No.
I just say it to you.
Joking.
No, but you've done it sometimes, and it's really funny when you do it.
Maybe.
It's funny because I know you're only saying it to
oh.
me because we're comfortable.
Oh, I know.
Not actually laughing at each other's jokes.
I can hear it now. I can hear
you
it
know?
Now. You definitely do say that.
Do
yeah.
I say it a lot?
Yeah, you say it like kind of low and
yeah.
like under your breath a little bit. Like,
and your eyes are like going back and forth like
yeah.
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Like a rolling
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So I'm like,
you know what?
You have to come closer.
I love salami.
Oh.
Okay.
I love mortadella. Martadella with some
statue
in it.
Are you making sandwiches? Are you going to make
I
it?
I want a special bread to go with the martadella.
Oh my
right.
God, I'm so hungry.
Are you hungry?
I mean, that sounds really good.
I want fist.
What?
Fist.
Excuse me?
Fist?
Fist? That means butt in French.
It's
It looks like a butt.
It looks
actually.
Like a butt.
It looks like a butt.
They're talking about. They're talking about bread. By the way.
I don't know if anybody knows what fess bread is. Comment below.
Trying not to get interrupted.
Yeah. People trying to smell cookies. Every time somebody talks about butt bread. Yeah,
that sounds like a type of fart.
Or beginning of fest in June.
Oh, okay.
That's another conversation for another time.
One day, yes. We'll just talk about fest in June.
Indeed. So are we going to come up with a name?
Let's come up with a name.
Guys, it's only been 15 minutes.
It's like, perfect
wow.
Time to come up with a name.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about, I was going to say something unrelated.
No, you should.
I was going to say, think about,
Ow! Was, did you just hear it?
Yeah. We want to figure out the name of the podcast.
Mama, no one can hear you over there.
Maybe they can. Maybe.
They might be able to.
Mama, speak.
Well,
do we have any levels?
Yeah.
Name. How about?
Yeah, it picks it up.
Yeah.
Toop.
Toop.
Toop means ball in Farsi.
As she like held two balls. what was that? Oh, those are cookie balls.
Cookie dough. Cookie dough.
Yeah,
balls.
Yeah.
What about
no mom?
Okay. So there's the we don't know our identities because we're such a hodgepodge.
Yeah. So it could be called like,
who am I?
Yeah.
Who are we?
Yeah.
Hodgepodge is a good name.
Hodgepodge. Oh yeah. What was?
Are you talking about jambalaya?
Goulash.
No. Goulash.
Yeah. It's a mix of things.
Yeah.
Often also called jambalaya sometimes, and also called goulash.
Yeah, but they're different. Those are different dishes.
Those are different hodgepodges.
And then goulash is different than goulash.
Yeah.
Because goulash is the Sangasari sweetbread.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
we make.
Yeah.
And goulash is the food.
Goulash is Hungarian.
And then there's, what was that? Dari's favorite sweet? Gol.
Gol. Gol.
Kolab? No.
Kolab.
Kolab.
No. No, Baba's favorite sweet.
Persians.
Gottab.
What is that?
Gottab.
Gottab is a pastry.
Yeah.
And so it's like a samosa but small, but it is sweet. And inside it is you have pistachio walnut.
Oh yes.
Oh, that's
that.
Amazing.
Oh, it's very sweet. It's very sweet on the inside.
There is hella in it too.
Hella
means cardamom.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Remember your Halloween costume?
Yeah, 1 year I had a Halloween costume. It's not really that funny.
It is funny.
It's so interesting.
It's so funny.
So funny. That's so funny. It was just
she had a Halloween costume that was, she was wearing a normal outfit, and then on her hand it said, raise a little.
And the other hand, I held a piece of
cardamom.
A cardamom pod. So it was a hell. Raise a little hell.
Literally nobody got it, obviously.
Except for the us.
Yeah, and we lost it, didn't we?
We thought it was really funny.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, I don't know if we lost it. I think we laughed and said that's so funny.
Yeah, and it was actually more funny because nobody else understood what was happening. So.
Okay, title. No, name.
Oh, how about you guys help us with names? Our viewers.
You guys. It's going to be like. Your brother.
Is he like Sarah?
Sarah
Cole. Because Cole listens to everything.
Shada listens to podcasts.
Does
oh,
she?
Shada.
She'll listen.
Yeah, Jose and Emma. Our parents.
All these shout outs right now. And if they don't listen to it, it's good.
Yeah.
Emad.
Emad?
He may.
Yeah, he probably will.
Emgad. What's Emgad?
Like, oh my god? Like, oh my god.
No, there's something. Emgad is something.
Isn't that the person you follow on Instagram with a dog?
What?
I think it's the one you follow on Instagram.
Do you guys want tea?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's Elizabeth Ged. Right?
I don't know.
With Pepper? Adventure Pepper. Everybody follow Adventure Pepper. Cutest dog.
So titles. We were talking about something earlier. Oh, Chai with Dai.
Chai with Dai will be an episode.
But
upcoming
an episode name.
Yeah,
we
Chai
need,
with Dai.
We need a name for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody take Chai with Dai. That's ours. Copyright. Actually, that's a very good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for an episode.
That's for the podcast. Well, you could include it in your podcast, but the name would be Shall You Die?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a name.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Is there something that we can do in every episode that could be the constant that we name it after?
I thought we were gonna name our clothes.
Oh, yeah, that's not cool.
Today I'm wearing? Like,
no.
It's not, I don't know,
oh,
I don't like
cool.
that.
I don't know if that's like,
I don't like that.
It's too serious.
Serious?
Nishane?
Yes?
You know those
serious
coasters that you're holding?
Oh, God
yeah,
bless you.
I'm on it.
I
am on it. Oh, three goose.
Whoa!
Oh, three gooses.
Three gooses.
Or it could just be three goose.
Thanks.
And
three
it
goose.
Sounds like goose, but it's goose.
And then we can tell everybody it's pronounced goose, not goose.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
No, it's just because...
Oh, berchid, man, chai mechai.
Also, three gooses didn't come out of nowhere.
Oh, they're named Shinee.
Yeah,
the coasters that we currently have three geese. Chob. What if it was Chobdige?
Chobdige. Oh, that's a good one.
That's funny.
But, like, no
how would people pronounce it?
Well, that's why it's funny. It's
it'd be like
yeah.
Cob.
Cob. Cob. Cob Diga. Diga.
At the risk of sounding very racist.
What
is
math is that?
Culturally uncultured. But it's going to appeal, so based on the name, because that's the first thing people will see, it'll appeal to different crowds, right? So Khomdige will be like, Persians will see it, and they'll know what it's saying.
Right.
Everybody else will be like, what's a Khomdige?
I don't think anybody that doesn't speak Persian will want
what if it's
this?
Just for... What if this is...
Just for us.
Just for the children of immigrants. That's
yeah,
so bad. That's like the worst thing.
We're going to edit that out.
That's the worst idea.
Only the children of
immigrants.
Yeah.
No, that's not the worst thing.
I don't know why we need these masters.
Why did you bring...
Mama.
Why is a koala on it? Are you serious? Are these from Australia? Platypus? Platypus, koala, and kangaroo.
Okay, well.
Kangaroo.
What about the Jujus?
Yeah,
Matthew.
I was literally, I was just thinking that.
Really?
Yeah, just
that's
say that.
We have
WhatsApp
a WhatsApp group
so.
With the three of us,
yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what it's called.
The Jujus. How about that? That's
done.
Great. The three Jujus, like the three
like
Stooges.
Stooges.
Yeah.
But it's
oh my God,
the three
Jujus.
That's great. Okay,
Jujus.
So, podcast name.
The
three
Jujus.
Okay, everyone.
Beautiful. Yay. Can we
wrong.
Add a laugh track? Can we add like a applaud laugh
yeah.
track to this?
I guess so.
Yay. No, not us. Post after.
It sounded like your ghost.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
I just thought maybe it would be good to show everybody your ghost.
What a funny bunch.
And on that note.
And on that note...
Cut off this.
No, it's only been 23 minutes.
Oh, 7 more minutes.
Okay.
It's just because we have this tea and cookies now, so I'm really like, excited to just...
You can eat. I've been eating.
Really?
Yeah.
So unprofessional.
We have to have a comfortable environment.
I hope we make you all want tea and cookies.
Oh, is this like ASMR? Can we like...
You can.
Does it pick up sounds like that?
Like, I really want to drink
no,
this. Don't make me laugh.
I need absolute silence.
Oh my God.
I want the silence. I want the ASMR. Hold on. But this isn't my proper mic for that, right?
Yeah, it's a good mic.
It doesn't do that?
It's a good mic.
For ASMR?
It's a good mic.
Is that the right thing? Damn, okay.
I should have done that the whole time.
Oh, it's supposed to be up like this? Does it sound like much clearer now?
Probably.
Can you hear the rasp in my...
Bahan.
Oh, don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
It didn't work.
What were you trying to make me like splurt out the tea?
We know someone. Let's say his name is Bahan.
Shout outs to our friend.
Bahan.
French
in the back.
Hope to care.
Mom, I thought you were gonna join us.
Come
snack time. Did you get فقط 6 دقیقه داریم.
What was there something else we wanted to because we have the name and we wanted to talk about what the podcasts are going to be about.
Okay.
But also, you introduced yourself. We didn't introduce ourselves.
What? We all did.
Oh, my whole background.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. You guys are both born in...
Yeah, our story could just be combined into one.
Ours is really easy.
Yeah.
Like our parents left Iran.
I think you can say they left us.
Our parents left us, and here we are.
Yeah. No, they left Iran during the 79... Well, like, a little after, shortly after the 79 revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here as refugees. Well, Nushin, your parents did something different. They went to Spain first, right?
They went to Sri Lanka first.
Oh, right. My parents did that, too.
Yeah. Sri Lanka. They knew each other there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents went to Spain.
Right.
And then...
And my parents came to Nova Scotia in Canada.
Directly from Sri Lanka?
Yeah. Sri Lanka... Well, they went, I mean, it was like a whole thing. Toronto, New Brunswick.
Right.
Nova Scotia. we should totally do an episode with like, the families, and
oh my God,
they talk
I'm
about their
so
stories.
Happy
yeah.
Yeah.
With what? The sandwich?
No.
Oh.
The idea.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. She just
I
said,
think that's going to be... Sorry, go ahead. Say what she said.
Oh,
I don't
she
know
was just saying that she loves the idea of bringing the story of our families, of our parents. And
yeah.
Having that somewhere, having that cherished somewhere.
I think that'll be like a reoccurring theme.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It'll come up.
Absolutely.
I mean, when we're trying to understand.
If Nathan is, his mouth
would
is
you like
stuffed
to finish that
with
cookie?
A cookie.
I'm now Nathan again.
Nom nom nom.
Nom nom nom.
Nom nom nom.
Nom nom nom.
Just take a breath.
What was I even saying?
We're trying to understand.
Oh,
understand.
All right,
I did.
Can you finish your cooking?
Wait,
oh my
just
God,
really
there's so
much. I want to steal that. It's silence for us.
He's like trying to explain what
absolute
holding onto his teeth.
Yes, on my whole.
Wow, Mom, that's a lot of food.
That's not a lot of food.
Oh.
This is very special cheese.
Wow.
I like this.
Thank you.
Right, so our the story of our parents, their journeys from Iran to Canada is so crucial to our own identities. So it comes up in like almost every conversation we
yeah
have with one another.
Yeah.
Well, so Azar Iblanti has joined the conversation.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Mom, you don't have to be formal.
من خیلی خوشحالم که به این گروه شما پیوستم. خیلی ممنون.
فکر کنم که همه کسی ایرانیه که داره گوش میده.
اوه، من فکر کردم فقط بچه های خانواده گوش میدن.
Probably. Yeah. No one else cares.
But, yeah, this cheese looks good.
Mm.
Oh my God, that numberenji is perfect.
You
did a great job.
Nice, yeah.
I'm going to have one with my tea.
Yeah. My mom's recipe.
Mm-hmm. My mom's recipe.
You know, you should write it down in one of your cookbooks,
mm-hmm,
and on top you say my mom's recipe.
No, I will, yeah.
Yeah, just that's it.
100%.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I have a picture of the way my mom wrote it down, but it's like all the details are missing. It's just like things for her to remember because she was making it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny because we were reading it and I was like, that doesn't help me.
I know.
No, it doesn't say anything.
No, yeah, yeah, but she knows what she's saying.
Oh,
because
it's
like,
all here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I made it a few times with her, and then this was the first time I made it on my own, and it turned out well.
No, you did.
Oh,
great
it's
job.
So good. Mom, actually, could you pass me a numberenji, please?
Sure.
Okay, well, that's a whole
thing. Take it all.
See,
which
is
one should I take?
Really nice.
Oh, that one? Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful one.
It fits right in the center of my plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, we learn when somebody asks for something on the table, we offer the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm. We never take one from the plate and give it to them. We say,
oh, that makes sense, yeah.
It's part of the cultural beauty, you know, nice. Respect,
polite, yeah.
Even dasmo kawazi, Kleenex. You
dasmo
don't take one from the Kleenex box and give it to the person.
Yeah, yeah.
You give
that's
them the
true
whole box.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that like in Canada too. When somebody says, "Can I have a tissue?" they never grab a tissue and give you one.
Yeah.
Like, they usually show you the tissue box.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've probably done that. But, yeah.
Life skills.
Life skills. I have yet to develop. So did you guys cover your whole?
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Well, our parents came to, after Nushin's parents were in Spain, and my parents came here, and her parents came here to Nova Scotia, and...
Were your parents in Sri Lanka together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after Iran, they went to Sri Lanka.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Back to the person
next year.
Sri Lanka.
Ceylon? Oh, yeah, Ceylon. Anyway, they met there, and then they came here, right, Mom? Yeah.
Mm. Didn't you meet my mom on the plane or something?
Oh, yes. What? I didn't know that story.
See, when we left, we were in the airport in Tehran. We were all in the same airport coming to Sri Lanka. Mm. But I can't remember what was the story behind it. How come the same timing that they were coming, we were coming to Sri Lanka?
Oh,
was this
pre-revolution?
No, it was the beginning of revolution.
But I thought that you guys walked across the border of Pakistan and Zaadan.
No, sorry. The time me and my family and your family came to Sri Lanka, that was pre-revolution.
Yeah, that was pre-revolution. So you met their Nushin's mom, Khala Mehnaz, before the revolution.
Before the revolution.
Oh, and you met her on the plane.
And the thing is, Mehnaz's mom and my mom, they are relatives.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it goes.
Yeah, they are relatives. They are like the Roshanian, Golestani, they are Vatani. They are all relatives. They're from Sangasa.
Yeah.
And they are relatives. Let me tell you.
that's the connection right there.
Roshanian. Yeah, I can't remember, but I know there is a relative.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Thing happening there.
Nice.
So just a big circle of family here.
Is this the fest?
No, that's not the fest. That one is Hashabah. It is interesting. That's an interesting name. Fest. Maybe it is Feste.
Feste? Because it was F-E-S-S-E?
Yeah. Maybe that's the way they say it, Feste.
If it's French, that's how you spell butt in French. Yes.
Mom,
did
you just trip?
Well, you know what? I think I have seen that bread before, and actually, it's because it's shaped like a butt. That's why they call it that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's funny.
In the French.
Should I get you some fist?
I
mean, there's bread here, no?
No, I mean, it's fine.
Okay. You said no when she entered the
kitchen.
Let's try some fist.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's definitely why they call it that. Looks just like that.
So are we going to call this the Three Juges?
Yeah. And we need a jingle.
Right.
But that might...
La 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 la.
Okay.
It'll probably be exactly that.
We'll cut that out.
Cut that out and put it at the beginning of everything.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And goodbye.
And goodbye.
La 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 la.